Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, April 26th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have with me my regular Wednesday co-host, Mr. David Scorpio. Welcome, David.
Hello, Richard. I am mortally depressed that Tucker Carlson has been removed from Fox News, but the good news is he's freed up to be Trump's running mate. It's going to be tremendous, guys.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of theories floating out there and a lot of sentiments in the aftermath of that. I mean, for some people, Tucker's their whole world. You know, there are some boomers, I guess, who don't use the internet, but are Trump supporters or right-minded in their thinking. Perhaps they don't even think Trump is enough of what they would prefer. But yeah, that was their only source for anything they could relate to, evidently, was Tucker.
So, a day without Tucker is a day without sunshine. You know, it's the only source of joy. But, you know, hey, look, Fox News is a false alternative, a false conservative network, let's be honest. They love Israel. They support immigration. And the whole thing was a fraud anyway, even though Tucker did occasionally say some things that were, you know, right on the money. But that's part of any kind of good propaganda. You've got to give a little red meat to the listeners every once in a while.
Since that firing, I've been hearing a lot of people remind listeners of this, that Tucker, of course, was nonetheless not willing to talk about the demographic shift, the clergy plan, that is, in the United States. You know, he's fine if whites become a complete minority, you know, if they're pretty much extinguished, I suppose.
Well, this is sort of the bedrock of phony conservatism, loving Israel and supporting immigration, you know, and not being racist. No, that's the most important part. We don't care where you're from. You can be from Mogadishu or Timbuktu. You come here and fill out the paperwork and do it legally, you're an American in my book. That's all that matters. Just do it legally.
Yes, these people don't really understand. Well, they're not even aware much of pre-1950s America. So they have this synthetic, artificial impression of everything related to white culture. I mean, it's really when everything started getting turned on its head, really. I mean, the social engineering went into overdrive post-World War II, as well as the anti-white agendas in the mid-60s as the perhaps a most notable era, right?
Well, even in the 1980s, America was majority white by a pretty large margin. So it really hasn't been that long. And the shift has happened very rapidly, and it's increasingly happening faster and faster. You go to a local Walmart or a local Target, it's shocking. It's like, where am I? What country am I in here? And what language is that odd-looking fellow speaking anyway?
The precedent was set with legislation for immigration, for you know, blacks and whites in schools. I mean, a lot of things, though, got really going in the mid-60s, of course. But yes, it took quite a while for things to come to fruition, as they've been by this point, David.
Well, yeah, it was the 1967 bill passed by Jacob Javits and Ted Kennedy that really altered the fundamental aspects of immigration and where people came from. It basically shifted it over to almost completely, you know, non-white immigration. And ask yourself, when's the last time you met an immigrant from Germany or Norway or, you know, any kind of European country? It's pretty rare. You don't see it very often.
Yeah, and this somewhat segues into these opening articles I have here, two which, well, are really impactful when you mention the articles side by side, I find. The first one Net zero means no flying at all by 2050, says British mathematician Norman Fenton. But then I have this other article, Bush, Clinton, and Obama, NGO teams up with Amex Global to fly migrants into the U.S. And so, yes, this organization started by non-governmental organizations via Bush, Clinton, and Obama organizing in order to fly migrants to communities throughout the United States. And this was according to Breitbart. And the average cost of a single flight is $1,600, of course, to provide they've partnered with Miles for Migrants to help provide a lifeline to newcomers, giving them the opportunity to safely travel to their new communities. So, $1,600 a flight, safely sending them to white countries so that there are no more white countries. But hurry up, because by 2050, we can't have any flights at all because of a global warming and the CO2 scam. So, just make sure, you get those last flights to secure white genocide, David.
Well, it's all just magic shekels anyway, so it doesn't matter. Well, look, it's interesting. If you recall back in the 90s, Bill Clinton teamed up with the elder Bush. This is the W. Bush. After being political rivals, they teamed up to create a charitable foundation. So this is a continuation, and it also kind of lifts the veil of, wait a minute, I thought these were competing parties. Now they're working together for the same goals. What's going on here? Oops. So, yeah, it's just a little sort of peek behind the veil as to how buddy-buddy these people really are. And, I think this no-flying thing is going to happen way before 2050. This guy is completely out of touch. And, of course, the no-flying will not affect the so-called elite, the parasitical elite class. They'll be flying in private jets or maybe solar-powered or battery-powered jets, which, of course, will never happen. But the elite will be traveling. You can rest assured of that. The point is to make the average, hoi polloi, the rubes, the average person, make it impossible for them to fly. It'll be done through economic means primarily, just by making flying very, very expensive so that the average person simply cannot afford it. And, of course, it'll be all to save the planet. Everything's going to be to save the planet. So get ready for that. It's coming, and it's going to happen way before 2050.
And out of Natural News, we have this article, New Biden EO creates Office of Environmental Justice to fight racist pollution. So the white-hating policies of the illegally installed Biden regime seem to have no end, as the pedophile-in-chief himself, Natural News says, just in time for Earth Day, signed a new executive order to create a White House Office of Environmental Justice to fight pollution, which is apparently racist and only affecting black and brown people. According to the Biden regime, the EO will embed environmental justice into the work of federal agencies to achieve real, measurable progress that communities can count on. For far too long, communities across this country have faced persistent environmental injustice through toxic pollution, underinvestment in infrastructure and critical services, and other disproportionate environmental harms, often due to a legacy of racial discrimination, including redlining, reads a White House fact sheet about the new anti-white scheme. These communities with environmental justice concerns face even greater burdens due to climate change. And it says many deranged leftists feel as though it is impossible to be racist against white people. Only white people can commit acts of racism, they claim. So,
well, yeah, this is all just virtue signaling. And, of course, using, basically all the races like pieces on a chessboard to create the need for more government structure, more government intervention, because we can't possibly exist at all without government telling us what to do in every aspect of our lives. And I'll tell you, the next preferred race is going to be the Chinese. It's coming, guys. Once they're done elevating the black people, the Chinese are going to be the next up on the block for the preferred race. the best worker bee in the world. And the model of the future human, I really do believe that. China is going to be put up on the world stage more and more. We're seeing that happen already. And just get ready for it, guys, because they're going to keep going forward with all this nonsense until enough people just say, enough, I'm not going to go along with it anymore. But unfortunately, we're a long way from that. Trump is keeping the hope of a legitimate system. We just got to get the right guy in office here, and we'll fix. Trump will fix things along with Tucker Carlson. As long as people believe that kind of nonsense, these kind of schemes are just going to keep rolling right along.
And it seems RFK Jr. is totally drinking the global warming climate scam Kool-Aid. There's an article out of Cryptogon. They sourced an article back in 2015 for part of their commentary. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants a law to punish global warming skeptics, and so they mentioned some points about these other presidents. If you're looking for a reason to pick a candidate, any candidate, I would consider medical freedom. They say, as an anti-central bank digital currency stance at minimum. And they say Kennedy is the only option so far. Like, that's the only issue. There are a lot of issues he certainly falls short on. But they mentioned then the other, you know, contenders, I suppose. DeSantis is for medical freedom and against CBDC, but he isn't running, they say. As for Trump, he will always be Mr. Pfizer Warp Speed to me. So that's Mike Adams is just strictly anti-Trump, I guess, in his assessment. Was he in on the COVID scam from the start, or was it incompetence? In either case, Trump is the front runner on the Republican side. But Joe Biden, whom 70% of Americans, it has to be minimum, don't want running, will be running, evidently falling, stumbling, and mumbling for re-election. But yeah, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said in an interview that he wishes there were a law to punish people who are skeptical of or deny global warming. And so, I mean, how could you possibly say that, well, you know, he is a good choice?
Yeah, this isn't surprising. I mean, you know, Kennedy is an environmental lawyer by trade, let's not forget. And it's going to be kind of interesting here. I think RFK Jr. is going to be kind of treated like a leper in a lot of ways. You know, and by the way, you live in Florida, so pretty soon your whole state's going to be underwater due to global oceanic, rise here. So
that's right.
Florida's finished, so you better move quickly.
That's right. Joel Skousen, I heard him like over a decade ago warning me of the areas that were safe to relocate to. And I guess I shouldn't have disregarded.
Well, you need to buy an underground missile silo somewhere, probably up, in North Dakota somewhere would probably be your best bet. Oh, wait, no, that's too close to the nuclear all the nuclear bombs are going to drop over there, so forget that, too. But, seriously, this RFK thing is going to be kind of interesting because, he hits the right notes on, of course, climate change, which is going to be the biggest agenda moving forward, because it represents the government takeover of every aspect of people's lives and the complete takeover of every natural resource on the planet. That's what it's really all about. It's the ultimate power grab. So he hits the right notes there, but of course he doesn't hit the right notes with vaccines, at least, you know, partly. He just wants to see safer, better vaccines, you know, whereas the truth is the whole so-called science of vaccination is a scam. And here's an interesting conspiracy theory that's being floated by the left. I monitor Amy Goodman, Democracy Now, from time to time, because really she's like the far left version of Alex Jones, very influential amongst certain groups of people, and a communist Jew, essentially. But the theory that's being floated by the far left about RFK Jr. is that Steve Bannon hired him to be an agent of chaos in the Democrat race to actually help Donald Trump win the election. So there you have it.
Wow. That's just off the charts information. So good for us to be, relayed that from her. And as far as the shots go, little bit of some update headlines on that. Pfizer, Moderna. Pfizer quietly financed groups lobbying for COVID vaccine mandates. So that's confirmed now. A lot of these supposedly independent consumer, medical, and civil rights groups that created the appearance of broad support for the mandate actually received funding from the biggest, perhaps you'd say, vaccine manufacturer, Pfizer. And there's another one on Moderna that was just out there. Moderna hid serious side effects suffered by its COVID vaccine recipients when it reported clinical trial results for the shot. But, I mean, you know, anyone who's been paying attention is already aware of how corrupt these companies are. I guess the biggest debate is just what the motive is, was behind this. I mean, we had the greatest transfer of wealth in all of human history with the lockdowns and the COVID relief. And you can't see how that wouldn't be at least a motive, if not the most important, when money moves everything in this world, doesn't it, and influence. So there's that. And then, of course, there's a lot of pretext, you know, regarding censorship, the future of having control over your own body, the precedent for future pandemic responses, and just getting the public to be more complacent. I mean, I think that there have to be more multiple motives for COVID and the lockdowns, which started in 2020. Well, allegedly Wuhan 2019, whatever. What do you think, David?
Well, yeah, I think you're onto something. There's always a multiple layers of these things for certain. And, you know, another aspect, too, is basically if you took the vaccine, you're patentable. You are actually a genetically modified human, and your body is under the ownership of a corporation. And I think this is just sort of the baby step towards transhumanism. That is another big, big part of the coming agenda. You know, I'm making my way through Ray Kurzweil's book, the mentally ill deluded Jew, who's supposedly a genius, but he's actually insane. And his book is awful. It's torture trying to make my way through it. But, you know, this transhumanism thing is a very big deal. And this shot is just a sort of a baby step into it, along with the Neuralink thing that the great hero, you know, Elon Musk is touting. And it's going to keep moving forward with transforming human beings. That's why this tranny thing is actually being pushed. It's another aspect of transhumanism. We can make you into anything corporations want you to be. And of course, you know, the whole tranny thing is a great business model, because every tranny has to stay on hormones and therapies for their entire life. So it's a great business model as well.
Oh yes, Big Pharma approves for sure. Yeah, I can see your point there. I mean, I suspected as much as well. I mean, aside from the economic benefits, setting a precedent over future shots you put in your body, this mRNA technology is a step toward transhumanism, desensitization, and the first steps in just in busting the door down with experimentation without consent. But yeah, I think genetically an engineered populace for the masses is what the elites would love to have for their future, or at least their grandchildren's future, if they can't get it done before then. I hear the music, though. Here, stick around, folks, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. Now, this next one I want to mention, you might find no surprise once again, David. This was shared on Twitter by one Travis Brown, at Travis Brown. He says, Twitter has finally suspended evolutionary psychologist and anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist Kevin MacDonald. His account's been around since 2009, and as far as I can tell, has never been suspended before, Travis Brown tweeted. And so that was reshared by Chris Black on Investment Watch blog. Kevin MacDonald banned from Twitter, and Chris added, if an accomplished academic can't use this platform to publish his findings, then it's obvious that Elon Musk's agenda is not the open exchange of ideas. David?
Well, listen, Twitter was a dying platform before Elon Musk got involved. It was really on its way out already, and I think the whole point was to bring it back into the news, to make it relevant again. There's a whole bunch of other, you know, social media sites where you can, you know, post 140 characters or whatever it is. So Twitter is already done. It's over. It's not what it used to be. And bringing Elon Musk in was just an attempt to revive a dying Zogbot monopoly. And I've said for years that Elon Musk is not what people think he is. His whole life story doesn't even add up. And he's another false hero that's being put forward as he advocates Neuralink and other things simultaneously.
Yeah, I wasn't buying that he was for the people with the Twitter purchase all along. Even the whole set of theatrics debating over the purchase of Twitter and the back and forth that we had in the even in the independent media feed here leading up to his purchase. I mean, it was so over the top, it would be hard to not be suspicious. And
one thing about Elon Musk, you know, is his maternal grandfather was the founder of the technocracy movement in Canada. And, he has deep family connections to the military industrial complex going way back. And, you know, his grandfather was actually kicked out of Canada for, you know, this is back when Canada still had somewhat of a nationalistic government. They kicked his ass out of Canada, and that's how they all ended up in South Africa.
Okay. All right. Interesting. So he's not a traditional Afrikaner. I mean, they're mostly either German or Dutch. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, the technocracy movement is actually interesting, a little bit of history that where they tried to get back in the 1930s, this idea that government needed to be run by scientists and experts, people in white coats, essentially, and that everything would be run from the standpoint of what's the most efficient scientific way to do things. And no question, Operation COVID Hoax certainly unveiled some of that kind of thinking into the general public, where you had, you know, Dr. Fauci and other, you know, phony doctors telling you what to do and how to live, or else you're going to die of COVID.
When I look at the just big scam with electric vehicles attached to the global warming, climate change is the new rebranding, right? CO2 scam. Seeing Tesla as so prominent, I would be suspicious of that alone regarding Elon Musk. But then him being into Neuralink, wanting to chip people, and totally on board, a strong component figurehead for the transhumanism, that, of course, I agree, just like you say, is perhaps, if not the biggest, a very big, at least, red flag. Additionally, SpaceX, I mean, just, yeah, he's involved in so then when he goes to purchasing Twitter, to think that he is going to be against all of the establishment and have free speech for all, including anti-Semitic conspiracy theories by evil Kevin MacDonald, you have another thing coming.
Well, yeah, and why are there anti-Semitic conspiracy theories to begin with? What's the origin of these? Why do they exist? Is it all just mentally ill, crazy people? Or maybe there's something behind it all. That's what they don't want you to look into. And, you know, what's interesting about, the green agenda, it's another aspect of technocracy. You've got scientists giving you data that is unreplicatable. You can't replicate any of it because you don't have access to the equipment. Proving that there's global warming, proving that the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket because you are driving around in your car and eating regular food and breathing, because this is a war on carbon. And so another aspect of, this a new system being unveiled.
Well, we have to get the people of color on board. So it's also racist. Climate change is racist. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Burning all it can, deduction, another lost cause land. I see the ways that the lines are drawn. I see the days a cut in hay is born.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. And just a few more articles I just wanted to quickly reference here. We've had a lot more people acknowledging, of course, the destruction of the middle class, starting with the COVID lockdown era. America's middle class systematically wiped out. I mean, this has been something engineered for quite a while, but it certainly accelerated, that is, starting with the lockdowns. And so, yeah, we're seeing quite a few people talking about how it's, it's obvious. Normies are out there in larger numbers, finally acknowledging the dangers of masks. I mean, even in the independent media, I didn't see too many people with me in 2020 onward talking about the dangers of, well, depletion regarding your oxygen levels, oxygen depletion, and increased CO2 toxicity. And it's, you know, I remember playing some videos, at least the audio for it, of one gentleman who was testing it, putting a little a tester probe hose under his mask and measuring levels and then talking about what's acceptable levels out there. And I don't know. I didn't hear much anyone other than myself even trying to report on that. And it's just amazing. To this day, I'll still see some people here and there. Like there was one guy at a grocery store local to me. He always wears his mask. Of course, he's one of those danger categories. He's, you know, he really, it's probably a bit too heavy for a healthy physical assessment. But I was coming across from different sources. Now more people are finally talking about this. Fresh air has around 0.04, that is, percent, 0.04% CO2 in fresh air. While wearing a mask more than 5 minutes bears a possible chronic exposure to carbon dioxide of 1.41%, up to 3.2%. Okay, just 5 minutes, it can be 1.41% to 3.2% as high as when fresh air has 0.04%. That's to put it in perspective as far as the inhaled air. And David, you wanted to comment?
Yeah, well, hey, this is Darwinian evolution in action, maybe. You know, this the mentally ill taking themselves out of the gene pool. It's sad. It really is. You know, my favorite is when you see a guy driving in his car with the windows up with his mask on. And in Southern California, it's usually a Chinese guy, oddly enough. So, you know, look, here's another thing. You know, it's really important to really grasp this, that the green agenda and COVID are the exact same agenda. It's just a different road to the same destination. And so we're going to see this green agenda push forward really hard moving forward here. But it really is the same road. It's a different road to the same destination. It's really all it is.
Mm-hmm. I saw a headline the other day. Experts announce new coronavirus variant Arcturus spreads. Arcturus. So they're like, you know, picking names that could be used for, you know, fantasy action hero film characters or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that is funny. You know, this COVID thing, maybe they're going to try to resurrect it. I think it's going to be a hard sell the second time around, because even a lot of normies realize they wasted 2 years of their life for nothing. And so I think it's going to be a hard sell resurrecting this. But, you know, I really do think they wanted to have this be a permanent state of affairs where, you know, all these the Zog slaves were wearing masks, afraid of their own shadow, and staying at home hiding, watching Netflix and doing Uber Eats and staying home all the time to lower their carbon footprint. See how it really is the same agenda.
Right. And another example I was referring on the masks was, well, Zero Hedge via Steve Watson at Summit News. Explosive new study finds face masks may increase stillbirths, testicular dysfunction, and cognitive decline. And the cognitive decline, they're referring to children, but to everyone. It's not just to children. I mean, they're trying to sugarcoat the fact that, I mean, you're talking about a brain cell death and brain damage. So, yeah, cognitive decline. You're not even really thinking about, the dangers of masks or the COVID scam. More and more as time goes on, you know, the more you wear that mask, you're a better, more compliant sheeple citizen, David.
Well, yeah, they want low IQ people anyway, so that's all the better. Have, you know, all the slaves wear a mask, lower their IQ, make their health worse, so they have to buy more pharmaceuticals and go deeper into the military industrial you know, pharmaceutical complex, because it's really all the same thing. And it's all a business plan. It's a business model on top of a control model. So everything really is about money. And you know, the Zog rulers of our civilization really do want to reduce everything to money and control into the same package, the same you know, all in one package, one stop shopping.
Yeah, and regarding the economy, more and more economic analysts are saying we're done with the gradually part. We've reached the suddenly part. And, of course, the stocks were at all-time highs right now, where everything's just starting to crack at the seams. And that's to be expected as well. This one I want to run by you as we still have time before callers. Xi Jinping and Zelensky held a quote-unquote long and meaningful call, a phone call. It was the first since the war began. And so I don't know if you would speculate whatsoever on that, David.
Well, that's interesting. We're going to continue to see China elevated on the world stage. There's no question about that. This is just sort of a, you know, a psyop to show, oh, look how reasonable the Chinese are. They just want to do business. They're not interested in taking over the world. They just want to do business. But the reality is that, you know, you've got this shift, pivot to the East, and the Chinese model is the preferred kind of system for global governance, because you have a one-party, uniparty system where there's no political opposition whatsoever. You don't have a bunch of, you know, patriots running around thinking that they have some kind of constitutional rights, because everybody knows in China, if you open your mouth, you get two in the head. So we're going to continue to see China elevated, and the Chinese system is the preferred model for the New World Order. It really, truly is. And anyone that thinks that China and Russia are fighting the New World Order are out to lunch. They don't understand how the game is really being played.
Yes, all the real decisions are done without public scrutiny. I mean, we have all these closed meetings when necessary of our financial overseers. The Federal Reserve had a closed meeting of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve system, and it was to determine, well, they determined that the public interest did not require opening the meeting, but the matter considered was advance and discount rates to be charged by the Fed banks. And, well, IMF is out there telling governments how to subvert public resistance against elimination of cash. Decashing is a term now, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because once they get that, the digital currency in place, which I believe is a ways off, it's not going to happen overnight, but once they do it, all the rules are out the window, and they really will have complete control over how things work. And, of course, the meeting was closed. The banking system is a series of smoke and mirrors. If the public had any idea how the monetary system is actually run and what an actual legalized fraud fractional reserve banking really is, you'd have riots on the streets the next day. You really would.
And Biden's team, as Politico is referring to it, fears the aftermath of a failed Ukrainian counteroffensive behind closed doors. The administration worries about what Ukraine can accomplish, and they're worried that much of Europe will be further disheartened on anything continuing if this counteroffensive fails, which they expect it to, from another article of it. So it sounds like they're still going to have this go ahead, a Ukrainian counteroffensive.
Yeah. And of course, that's absurd. Look, this whole Ukrainian war is designed to be a stalemate, destroy as much, you know, property as possible, get rid of as many Ukrainians as possible. I mean, let's just, you know, send them into the meat grinder here and have other ones flee the country. They're saying, you know, 10 million Ukrainians have already fled the country, which is, you know, somewhere around a quarter of the population. So it's being set up for a new Ukraine with a new diverse people. And you're going to have Jewish carpetbagger real estate speculators coming very soon. And you're going to see a transformation of the whole country. There'll be some kind of deal cut here in the next year or so. Who knows? But they got to destroy some more property first, and so they can rebuild it. And of course, you know, there's already a deal in the works with BlackRock to manage the over $1 trillion rebuilding program. So this is a managed conflict, and anyone that's rooting for the Russians to win, again, just don't understand the game that's actually being played here.
All very well put. And if I were to mention a couple other unrelated headlines before going to callers here, Florida lawmaker introduces amendment to allow DeSantis to run for president without resigning as Florida governor, that is. So that'll be curious if that goes ahead. The Democrat Party has announced that they will not allow primary challengers Gavin Newsom and Robert Kennedy Jr. to debate Biden. And they're trying to have
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great. And, you know, if you recall, when Hillary Clinton was running and she basically screwed over Bernie Sanders and was cheating and just, the Democrat National Committee actually said, look, this is a private organization. We run it as we see fit. And the votes don't actually matter. We're going to nominate whoever we want to nominate. This is a private corporation. Deal with it. Same goes for the Republicans. It's just a facade. And I think it's actually funny they're not going to let them debate. I support this because the more that the veil is lifted, the better for all of us.
That's true, though. That really is true. And so Well, this was a curious. I've been hearing a lot more about M13 gangs, MS-13. There was one caller yesterday who called in when Paul in California and I were on my Tuesday show saying that, well, the Crips and the Bloods have pretty much been, for the most part, eliminated in California by MS-13. Well, at least where they reign, what, in L.A.? I remember seeing the film in the late 80s, Colors. A demonic MS-13 gang member murdered and dismembered a Florida Uber Eats driver. So, I don't know, I just thought I'd mention that. It was in the headline. And then on the other side, the other coast, San Francisco Target store locks down their entire inventory because of shoplifting crisis. So not just certain items behind plastic for some employee to have to open up for you. So the entire store is under these things that I don't know how that works. You have an employee follow you around through the store with a key, I guess, David?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just window dressing. You know, the employees aren't going to put their own, you know, personal safety and well-being on the line for a minimum wage job. Let's be honest here. It's not going to happen. And, you know, San Francisco has, you know, a policy, any theft under $1,000 is a misdemeanor. So it's an open invitation for people to go into the store with a, you know, a green garbage bag and just fill it up with as much stuff as they can carry out of the store. And hey, it's just a misdemeanor. No harm, no foul.
Unbelievable. Let's go to the phones. We have Andy in Texas, who's been patiently waiting. Andy, hey, welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, thanks, gentlemen, for taking my call. I love Wednesday, but I got to tell you, Paul from California yesterday made a very good point that, you know, the mindset of the American people, we got that goldfish memory and stuff, and everything that's going on here, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, Elon Musk and how great he is, and old Tucker Carlson, how great he is, and Fox's, you know, Rupert Murdoch's going to sell his company and this and that. Everybody's forgetting, you got to look these companies up. Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street own them all. It's their call. They own them all. They own the majority of all this stuff. Even Rupert Murdoch, he's just a CEO. Bill Gates, he's a CEO, chief executive officer. That's all these people are. They're not in, they don't own these businesses and stuff. And so when we start talking about individuals, you know, including Trump Towers, I'll guarantee you, look it up, it'll be Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. All these people are players. All this stuff that's happening right now is nothing but propaganda. It's just to keep our minds off of what they're doing right now. You know, I heard a story yesterday about how Joe Biden has like hundreds of front companies that are laundering money. Oh, that makes sense because he sent so much money over to the Ukraine already, and the money, 10% to the big guy, is coming back simply through his front companies and stuff. We got to look under the covers of what's going on because there's a whole lot of sleeping going on here as far as each company is sleeping with each other. The problem that we have here is that we're not grasping the actual concept of what's going on. We're needling over the top of all of this information that is being given to us, and we're biting on it. Look how long Carlson. Okay, it's Tuesday. Yeah, he got fired yesterday. We're still talking about that. What is that going to? How's that going to put food on your table? And I think we're in that kind of desperate times where we should be thinking about other things other than Tucker Carlson being fired and Joe Bongino being fired. And who cares about that knucklehead from CNN that got fired? It's just weird that we can't realize that. You know, there's $22 trillion worth of assets owned between State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock. That's right. A lot of money once you realize it. Anyway, I'll let you go with that one.
Well, hey, fantastic call. You're spot on. And, you know, I've been saying for years that, look, the actual owners of the system is in far fewer hands than we've been told. And we're entering into a system of monopolistic capitalism run by oligarchs. That's what's happening. That's the system we actually live in. We don't live in a democracy. We don't have an open market. You know, all the companies competing for the maximum amount of profit. That's all a story told to the plebs, the rubes to believe in. Whereas you're getting down to the brass tacks here. You've got literally a couple of corporations, mega corporations that own it all. That's exactly right. And that goes into the food business. It goes into everything.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We've talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
And we're back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. Tom in Florida. Welcome, Tom. Hey, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Richard. Good day to you guys. Yeah, Richard, you stole my thunder because you're talking about the MS-13 gang member, and you're in neck of the woods. You're part of the neck of the woods up there where you're in Florida there. And he murdered an Uber Eats driver, and he actually hacked them into pieces. And this is Biden and all these Democrats should be held accountable for that man's murder. And they should be paying that family of that man millions of dollars, trillions of dollars, whatever. Now I want to go to something yesterday, and I hope your host will answer this. Yesterday a caller called in on Michael's show, Richard, and I didn't know if he said the ADL or the JDL. Is it the Jewish Defense League or the American Defamation League? Who is behind Tucker Carlson's firing? Which one of those groups? Both? What do you think?
Neither one. I don't think the Tucker Carlson's been very pro-Jewish. He's very pro-Israel, and he rejects anti-Semitism completely. So this is just shuffling of the deck. I don't think it's anything significant, to be honest.
Well,
yeah.
You could be right. You could be right. But you got to remember, I looked at the population numbers of the Jewish peoples in the United States. They make around 2%, 2.3%, I believe it is all of their population, if you got into the sheer numbers of them. And they're dictating our judicial system. They're overwhelmingly in the Senate. They're overwhelmingly in the House of Representatives. They're only overwhelmingly running the judgeships in this country. And who's allowed that? Who's basically allowed this? This guilt trip from the Holocaust. You got to remember, up until 1930, in all the high schools in the United States, they were teaching that the Jews were the Christ killers. They were basically teaching you that. And they were the ones. It wasn't Pontius Pilate who wanted to put Jesus up on the cross. He was even asking, why am I sacrificing this man? And he had to follow the order, of course, from the heresy, from the higher Jewish hierarchy at the time. So they've just taken over. This is a demonic force we're facing now. This is a demonic. This is worse than Kabbalism. I don't know what you call this, but what I see right now in the United States is utter insanity. Homosexuality is promoted. Abortion is a great thing. LGBTQ, a man cutting his nuts off is a wonderful thing. Becoming a woman, putting men in women's sports. I mean, we got to look what's going on here. This is the end times here. This is decadent decay. I was looking at a thing on the History Channel about the last rites of the kids in Fatima. You ever heard of the thing of Fatima? What happened in Portugal with when the kids saw the fruition?
I don't know. We're almost out of time. If you could sum it up, Tom.
Yeah, but Mary came to this one little boy, and the girl too, and he was especially the girl. She was telling the little girl what's going to happen to the world, and it was around this time in our history. So you know what? A lot of stuff is coming to fruition. That's why I'm looking at this, Richard. A lot of things coming to fruition. Again, an illegal alien coming here murdering one American citizen is one too many. You agree?
Dismembering at that. Yeah. No, all good points, Tom. Yes. David, any last point? And thank you, as always. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for listening. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, folks, please and help out the station. Thank you for listening, but please help out the station. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.